Hi, this is Paul Jones, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
The Independent Blues Broadcaster of the Year, Dave Raven, could not happen to a nicer guy, and I'm very pleased with that one.
The week before Christmas, nary a carol or a Christmas wassailing song to be heard. It's the Raven and the Blues. Well, we, as usual, go all grinchy and say Christmas, bah humbug, and perhaps towards the end of the programme have a little hint of Christmas, but that's about all. That's the band, the Road Dogs, the Road Kings, opening up the Raven and the Blues this week with a track from their album Dust and Gasoline, which was released about 3 months ago, their UK-based band, and there is a track which is called Turn It Up. I mentioned the Road Dogs because it's the Road Dogs are next, or the Long Dogs are next. Reverend Faraday and the Long Dogs, another UK band, the album which came out about, I guess, about 6 weeks ago now, and being played by all the DJs, all the blues DJs here in the UK. The album is called In Dogs We Trust. Good title. And here they are with a track called Moonshine. We'll be right back.
bet you're wondering, baby, why it should be. Can't touch the sky, my friend, on a bended knee. I'll tell you something, I'm gonna tell you for free. I'm gonna throw my bow on back to my used to be. I said my moonshine, she kills cripples and blind. I said my moonshine, she kills cripples and blind. I picked a crumb, I fed on her memory. I had me dancing in puddles, had me drinking from seas. Pretty white dress, I guess that was make-believe. I'm gonna throw my boy on back to my used to be. I said my moonshine, she kills cripples and blinds. I said my moonshine, she kills cripples and blinds. Honey, when you set them free, I'm gonna let your sunrise wash right over me. I'll tell you something, I'm gonna tell you for free. I'm gonna send my boy on back to my used to be. I said my moonshine, she kills cripples and blinds. I said my moonshine, she kills cripples and blinds. I said my moonshine, she kills cripples and blinds. A moonshine, she kills cripples and blinds.
Moonshine kills cripples and blinds. The Reverend Faraday, the Long Dogs. I don't think he's really a reverend. Anyway, the Reverend Faraday is on guitar and drums and vocals. The Long Dogs are just two of them. Owen Bray on guitar and harmonica. Neil Sadler on bass and drums, recorded in the UK in July and August of this year. It's very strange. The album has got one title on the front cover and one title on the spine. So it's either called Nine Beats, if you look at the front, turn it sideways, it's called In Dogs We Trust. But there you heard Moonshine. Let's stay in the moonlight, shall we? And stay with a kind of a rock tempo. The Royal Southern Brotherhood, here's a track we played from their album in the summer of this year, but they've just brought a live album out. Actually, to be correct, it's a two CD DVD set. One is a DVD of the concert, and the second is a CD of the concert. So great stuff indeed. Roof Records, of course, they've been doing lots of this. It's called Songs from the Road, and from the CD, rather than the DVD, here they are with their live version of Moonlight Over Mississippi. Great stuff. Recorded in the wonderful city of Bonn in Germany, just south of Köln. I had three wonderful years living in Köln. That's recorded the Harmony in Bonn in October of last year. That's the Royal Southern... Let's quiet them down, shall we? That's the Royal Southern Brotherhood, taken from their Songs from the Road CD and DVD set, including interviews and all kinds of extra tracks as well. Definitely worth getting your hands on with the DVD as well. Some great settings. Anyway, and that's a track which is called Moonshine Over the Mississippi. Okay, three rocky tracks to open the show. Let's change things quite dramatically, but stay with some fine guitar playing and some lovely vocals. Ron Sayer Jr. and Charlotte Joyce together. Their album, Hard to Please, is the album of the month this month on the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK. Here they are with Do You Love Me Like You Love Yourself?
You've seen that face a thousand times before. Never looking in the wrong direction. And if you could, you would just look at what's on your mind. Most of my time, taking place to remember, got to stand in line. You won't go out in the rain. I had to explain, was it you're so vain? Now do you love me like you love yourself? Maybe hoping that they don't boast. All the times I caught you looking at me, yeah, you were just checking your post. What's on your mind? Most of my time, second place to the mirror, got to stand in line. You won't go out in the rain. I had to explain, was it you're so vain? Yeah. Why can't you treat me like you treated you?
That's the master of gaudy jackets, but well cut. Gurning faces when shredding. Ron Sayer Jr. together with the lovely Charlotte Joyce. The album is called Hard to Please. That's the title track we've played already. And that is a track there called Do You Love Me Like You Love Yourself? Where to now? Ben Shores. Well, now, I mentioned Germany a few minutes ago. When I was working in Germany, it was BFBS Radio was probably the most listened to radio network by young people, both Germans and, of course, all the Brits. And therefore, for the record companies, it was kind of important. And so it was about this time of year, they would come to all of us and say, you know, what are your albums of the year? And I'd make a list or try to make a list. It was always difficult. And so often on air, I'd say, this is one of my top 10 albums of the year. And after a while, I realised that actually nobody was counting. You could have as many top 10 albums of the year as you like. And I kept seeing it printed in CBS magazine, newsletter and all that kind of stuff. You know, Dave Raven says that this was in his top 10 albums of the year. And I realised if you counted them all up in all the publications, I'd had about 18 albums of the year, top 10s. And it's the same this year. I'm going to say this next album is one of my top 10 albums of the year. But I haven't actually counted them all, but it's definitely in there. Ben Shores from Canada, Son of Trouble, the album, and I Could Be Your Man.
I'm Hopper's hand, I'm Benny the Jew, the boy in the bubble, little Charlie Trouble. I'm a fish cutter and a butcher boy, I'm a troubadour with a pompadour. And I could be your man, I could be your man, I could be your man. You can have me, yes you can, what do you want to know? I'm a doctor of love and a singer of song. I'm an agitator and a revelator. I have magic hands and a gentle touch. I can toss a salad. My credentials are valid. I could be your man. I could be your man. I could be your man. You can have me, yes you can. What do you want to know? No Schwarzenegger with a calculator, no relationship, Terminator. I'm a rolling pin and a mixing bowl. I'm like Darth Vader with a carburetor. And I could be your man, I could be your man, I could be your man. You can have me, yes you can. I could be your man, I could be your man, I could be your man, I could be your man.
Lyrics that make me laugh. Darth Vader with a carburetor. Ben Shores and the album from the summer of this year, and Son of Trouble. Ben contacted me and explained to me that Son of Trouble had come because of his tribute to the next guy on the show, also from Canada. Ben is from Alberta, Canada, and the next guy, Son of Dave, actually is from Canada but now lives in London. His album came out about a month or so ago called Blues at the Grand, and here he is with Miss Kathleen.
Please let me get close to you. With you this time, Miss Kathleen. The only one I want, the only one I need. Just give me one more chance. Just give me one more dance. Please, please, move it over
to dance with you this night. It's got to be the only one, the only one I need. Why don't you give me a chance? Why don't you give me one dance? Please, please, come on over close to me. I get my word of behavior. I'll do whatever you say. There's only one thing on my mind. I got to dance with you this time.
Sitting here, dad dancing with me shoulders bopping up and down. That's Son of Dave from the new album Blues at Grand, came out about 2 months ago, and Miss Cataline, and you'll find links to him and everybody else on the program, of course, the usual place at ravenblues.co.uk. Two artists there from Canada, one from Alberta, and one, I'm not quite sure where Son of Dave is from originally, but he now lives in London. But let's go to, stay in Canada, but move to the West Coast, and the town I fell in love with a year and a bit ago, and could happily live there, I think, even in the winter, when I'm sure it's fabulous. That's Vancouver. The band from Vancouver called No Sinner. They have just been touring the UK with a very, very short tour. I didn't get a chance to catch them at all when they were here, but hopefully coming back next year. Their new album is called Boo Hoo Hoo, and here they are with Work Song.
Rocks out here on the chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Well, I'm done convicted of crime, but I study right there while I hit it. And I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, working, but I still got some terribly far to go. I've been working, but I still am so terrible far to go. I committed a crime, Lord, I need it. Crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store, man, breathing. When he caught me up in his door, I done said it right there while I hit it. And I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, working, but I still got some terribly far to go. I've been working, working, but I still got some terribly far to go. I heard the judge, he said, 5 years. My sweet honey baby,
gonna break this chain off the run. Gonna lay him somewhere shady. Gonna show his heart in the sun. Let it steady right there while I hit it. And I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, working, but I've still got some terrible fight to go. I've been working.
Around what 60 years, I guess. Natalie wrote it. I think I first heard it by Georgie Fame, I would guess, but probably by John Mayall too. That's a work song and covered by many people over the years, and that's the most recent cover I've heard, taken from the new album Boo Hoo from the Vancouver-based band No Sinner. Okay, Billy Walton is next. The album is Crank It Up. Here is the title track. Track of the new album, just been released about 2 months ago, Billy Walton Band and Crank It Up. They were going to be doing a session on the Raven and the Blues, along with many other names that were going to be coming, but for different reasons weren't able to. But it was a fabulous year for sessions. I've never done so many. And quite a few people have actually emailed me in this course the last couple of weeks as we got into December, because previous years I've done a kind of a live sessions show. The last show of the year would be all the live sessions. And there's been lots of requests. Well, about a dozen people have sort of said, are you going to do it again this year? And the answer is, I don't know. It takes quite a bit of time to put together, and time is the one thing I've been a bit short of in December, and so it all rests. I can't promise yet. I know it's only a couple of weeks before the end of the year, only a couple more shows to go. It could be the first show in 2014, I don't know. It may not even happen, but there's been some fabulous sessions, and I mention that because, first of all, we've already played Ron Sayer Jr. and Charlotte Joyce. They came in the spring of this year. In the summer of this year, about late June, early July, we played host to the lovely Katie Bradley in the band, and she had did a fabulous session for us. You can go again to the Raven and the Blues page, scroll down, look for Katie, click on the picture. And here she is off the album She's Ready, and a track she did live for us in the studio. But here's the studio version of Damn Your Eyes.
I'm in complete control. That's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own. I'll be alright alone. Don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to. No more being a fool for you. When I see you, all I remember, how you make me wanna surrender. For taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes, for getting my hopes up high, making me fall in love again. Damn your eyes. When it's always the same, you say that you're unchanged. Somehow you never do. Well, I believe all your lies. I look in your eyes. You make it all seem true. I guess I see what I wanna see. Or is it my heart just deceiving me? Cause with that look I know so well, for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love. Damn your eyes, for taking my breath away, for making me fall in love again. Damn your
myself.
album is called I'm Ready, and I would guess there'll be a new one coming in about a year, perhaps during the course of next year. Anyway, Katie Bradley and the lovely Damn Your Eyes. That's the full studio version. There's a lovely stripped-down version on her live session from the summer of this year. Okay, back to the albums of the year. Katie's in there too with I'm Ready, but also so is this one. It took me so much by surprise when it arrived. Often you put an album on the turntable or into the player, if you know what I mean, and then you start listening to it, and you have kind of an expectation beforehand of how it's going to sound. And my expectations on this one were just thrown out the window. It's the one from Anders Osborne, which came out in the summer of this year. The album is called Peace, and here he is with Dream Girl.
To everyone.
I think my favourite track on the album is Ready. I've played Sentimental Times and also the title track too, but there you heard a track which is called Dream Girl, and that's Anders Osborne from the album Peace. Okay, another album which took me by surprise when it came, and again was being well received here in the UK, and I think across the world too. The band The Rides, supergroup in a sense, which is Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Barry Goldberg. The album is called Can't Get Enough. Here they are with Only Teardrops Fall.
Scheme, thousand years ago, bird in hand that threw it away. Why did I let her go? Tried to write a melody, the pen was in my. And
teardrops fall. chair drops off.
Great album, The Rides, Can't Get Enough, and Only Teardrops Fall. Look at the time, we're getting close to the end of the programme. We've done nothing Christmassy yet either. I'll do something Christmassy in the last few seconds, I promise you. Omrik Frieslander, another guest on the show earlier on this year. He's got a brand new album out, just been released in time for Christmas, called Night Train to Budapest. It's Omrik at its best, and here he is with If This Ain't Love.
Favorable, captivating me immediately. At that moment you gave me your smile and made up my philosophy. Now I'm trapped in a ray of hope that you could even feel the same. And every time our eyes meet, I try to maintain the flame. If this ain't love, why does it feel so good? Well, if this ain't love, I will misunderstood. Well, if this ain't love, why does it hurt so bad? It's the commitment of my heart, something that will never end. Too late to win your broken heart. So I stayed away way too long. Oh, baby, if only I had known that you would use me as a ticket to be free again. But we'll go on this trip alone. If this ain't love, why does it feel so good? Well, if this ain't love, always misunderstood. If this ain't love, why does it hurt so bad? It's the commitment of my heart, something that will never end. Somehow I don't believe you, no. Still I watch you play the game. I'll be there waiting to you.
More laid back than some of the tracks on the album, but it's a great album nevertheless. I shouldn't say nevertheless, should I? Omrik Frieslander, The Night Train to Budapest, the album, and If This Ain't Love. Okay, that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues, for the show before Christmas, which has been very un-Christmassy. Now, those of you who are regulars will know that's often the case with me. But I also know that also because of the way this show is listened to and sort of downloaded and absorbed, it could be many weeks after Christmas you're now listening to this programme. But whether you're spending Christmas, a big family occasion, or one person I know is spending Christmas on a plane, the whole 24 hours on a plane to Australia. and maybe listening to this on the plane, which would be nice. But nevertheless, my final sort of track on the show this week is my only Christmassy thing. Thank you so much for your listening through the year as well as today, and for voting for me in the various awards that I've picked up this year. It's been a fabulous 2013. I'll leave you with this one. Kind of sums it all up. It's rather nice. Sean Taylor, an old friend of the programme. His single, which we played a couple of weeks ago, is the theme for Hillsborough. But on the B-side of the single, he had this. It's a great way to close the show. Have a great week. Have a great Christmas. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. The dawn.